Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today on the podcast, it's time for our 5-Minute Friday, and I'm super delighted to introduce you to my favorite person, one of my favorite people, Christine Santana. Say hello, Christine.
Hi, everybody.
And Christine's from, she's a designer from Pasadena, California, from Santana Interiors. And Christine has done beautiful work in my office, my home, like all aspects of my life practically, right?
Exactly. I've been part of your life for when Uma was born.
How long have we known each other?
Well, you were breastfeeding Uma.
Uh-huh.
So how old is she?
Uma is 17
so
now.
So I've known her 17 years.
Can you believe I have a 17-year-old?
No, not at all.
When we first met, we were designing our new house, and we had just had our twins. We moved in with our in-laws because we couldn't handle life with a baby boy and girl twin. And then I had another one 2 years later, so that was Uma. And we were designing a new home, and Christine was like, oh, I love the name Uma. And I found out like three
weeks. It was the name of my cat.
Yeah, 3 weeks later, she's like, it's my cat. Here I am holding my baby Uma. So Christine has taught me a lot of things about balance in life, and we've been through thick and thin together a little bit, right?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about having patients in this industry. We get to anti-age together and grow old together also. And when patients sit in my chair, it's a little bit like they're sitting in the therapist chair or the hairdresser chair because I hear all about their lives.
That's right. It's not just an in and out. It's coming in and really you hearing us, you know, which I love that you do that for me.
I love the advice that you give me. So she's so honest. She'll come in and say, you look really tired.
Right? Like, or today. Take down those lights.
Yes, take down those tacky lights that you put up in the living room or in the office.
That's what kind of friendship we have, that we can be, you know, honest with each other.
That's right.
It's out of love.
It is out of love. And she always gives me good advice about marriage, too. She's like, pay attention to your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, you know, you just work, and then they get all jealous, and you know how men are. Right.
Exactly. I had that experience myself, so take it from me.
What's your advice for all of our younger clients out there listening? Because since there are a lot of 20 and 30-year-olds following me on Instagram and 40 and 50-year-olds, any advice for as far as handling the men in your lives?
What I would do is just hold off as long as you can to be intimate with them, because I call it the four stages. You have to start off with friendship. Then from friendship comes trust. Then from trust comes love, and then romance. But people sometimes do it backwards. They jump in bed. They don't know who they are. They'd never have them as a friend, and that's not the way to go. So that's what I would advise them.
That's so true. Sometimes you don't even have a friend in this person that you've just dove into.
No, and you don't. And from friendship comes trust, because the more you spend with somebody, you learn to trust them.
Yeah.
And then maybe from trust, then you love them, but you may not love them as a friend, and nobody gets hurt because you don't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
So it works out really well. That's my advice to young people.
It's hard for young people because, you know, they're just on Bumble and all these apps that they're swiping left and right, and they don't know how to talk anymore to people.
Mm-mm.
But you learn a lot when you just talk, the inflections, the voice.
Yes, and just be friends. Go to a movie, go to coffee. You know, it doesn't cost you anything. Just spend time together, but just not on just texting, you know?
Yes, and women need to have much more confidence and realize that guys will wait for you. Make them woo you.
Yes.
Make them spend their money and take you to dinner, coffee, flowers.
Yes.
Yes. Don't drop those pants so fast.
Yes, exactly. Because when you do, you just, it's, you know, women, you know, you're opening yourself up, but, you know, men, it's an external thing. Women, it's an internal thing. So, you know, don't give it away.
Don't give it away. They got to earn it.
Let them work for it.
They don't buy the cow if the milk is for free.
That's right.
That's what my mom tells me.
Every mother has told every daughter.
Yes, exactly. And it's so true. And I think that people feel a little insecure about how pretty they are. They feel like everybody else is doing this. Well, let me tell you, everybody else is not doing this. You know, not everybody's sleeping around and giving it out for free. So
that's right.
Very important.
And to love yourself, you know, to love yourself. And if it means having a little Botox because you want... And my advice is start early.
Yes.
Totally start early. My first time I ever did my eyes was I was 30.
Eyelid surgery, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine was a stewardess for which airline?
It was PSA at the time, and then we got bought out by US Air, and now it's American. But PSA was, you know, was Pacific Southwest Airlines, we wore hot pants and go-go boots.
Picture this, the cutest gal with the little short sassy haircut and her tight go-go boots. And
yes, exactly.
I totally see that on you.
Yeah, so, you know, so we were, it was almost like being a Playboy bunny in the air. So, of course, you had to always look really nice.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's maintenance. And then you grow old gracefully and nice. It's not so extreme.
Yeah, and appropriately. Mm-hmm. And that way, the little things that bother you, mm-hmm. you just work on them.
Yeah, it's just maintenance. And then just slowly through your years, you'll just age nicely. You don't want to look young. You just want to look refreshed and beautiful.
I agree. I don't need it to be 20 anymore.
No.
But I want to maintain my best features. Exactly. And like draw attention to a few good features that I have. And
yes.
Everything else settles out.
Yes, and if you can do it with products and doctors, why not? You know, and if you have to go under the knife, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm a big component of plastic surgery.
Yes, and we've done a few things together. We've definitely done Botox and fillers, a little bit of laser.
You did the laser. You did a chemical peel or something like that.
Yes.
On my chest, and so you know, it's just been wonderful.
And Christine has been there since the beginning, since I barely got out of med school.
I know. We did your last office, and now we did this big office.
Yeah, you guys have to definitely come visit. It's so pretty. We went for a really modern, beachy look,
yes,
elegant, not too stuffy. You feel comfortable here. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about I have just enough clutter and tacky lights that it's still you still feel comfortable when you visit. But
it's welcoming.
But it's so super sophisticated otherwise, right?
Yes, it is.
I love it. Thank you for the gorgeous work. And she did my lovely home, which is all modern Italian kind of classic look.
It's beautiful. It's timeless.
Timeless.
It is timeless.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you need to do to balance a room. I balance faces. So I look at a face. I can assess where you have some volume loss, where we need to draw attention to best features and zone in on the couple things. What do you do for a interior design in a room?
Usually if you walk into a room and you think, wow, why does this room look so wonderful? It is because of balance. There's the right size sofa. It's called three-corner lighting, where if you walk into a room, you should have lighting in three corners. Not if you put it on two sides, it's unbalanced. If you put it on those two sides, three corners, the room is balanced.
Wow.
And that's a little hint.
I have not known that all these years.
Really? I thought, well, I did it at yours. You just didn't know I did that.
It's subliminal, those subliminal things.
Mm-hmm.
So lighting is important.
Lighting is very important. The scale of furniture is important. Pictures, the height of pictures, mirrors.
Quality of furniture, because we settled with furniture that we thought was identical but less quality, and Christine was right. We had to swap it out. Like within 2 weeks, we were like, she was right.
I know, but the thing is, you didn't cheap out on any of the beautiful pieces of your home, like tiles and plumbing fixtures and cabinets, because that you can't replace. But furniture you can replace.
That's like the bone structure.
That's the bone structure. Just like what you do in plastic surgery, you know, it's the bone structure. And then it's just things that can be swapped out, you just swap out.
So don't cheap out on the good bone structure.
That's right.
The plumbing, the lighting, the
right.
Important
the things that stay
art.
In the house, exactly.
And the same with your face. Please don't cheap out on your important fillers. Okay, Botox, maybe I'm okay if you see some little spa and you know they do a good job, but fillers, super critical. I really want you guys to invest, do your research, make sure you see fully accredited people, and find a partner that you're going to grow old with, so
yes.
And stay young with. So
yes.
Just like I am always going to turn to Christine, because I can trust her 100% to do my house, to do my office, to tell me honestly what's like, what is going on with your face, or what is going on with your living room.
Yes.
You need a surgeon or an injector who's going to tell you the same thing when they see you. Like, nope, you don't need more lips. We do need to work on your skin and so on. So.
Right. And I'm just looking in your office, your personal office, and the colors that you chose in here are just beautiful. This is you.
Yeah.
This is you, you know. I mean, I did all the finishes, but you did all the colors, and I love that.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. You guys definitely have to come visit, and you'll see our office and all our videos, and check out Christine's Instagram. What's your Instagram?
Santana Interiors.
There you go. And then come and visit me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K and find out all the amazing things I'm doing with people's faces. Remember, girls, don't give it up for free.
Don't. Please don't.
Save
Love
yourself.
Yourselves.
Love yourself. Take care of yourselves and stay beautiful.